Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I'm on social media platforms right now. Observer777, you're exactly right. I will be hitting that in just a couple of moments for the record. We're broadcasting into 157 cities nationwide. Thank you for making us the number one and the number two show to 65 different show hosts, as well as broadcasting into 53 different countries. With that said, folks, what we're going to be talking about today, I know how Americans have been inundated and indoctrinated, but that's not an excuse for the ignorance. It's the lack of knowledge that destroys this country, Hosea 4:6, folks. We better get our game on here. 2 Timothy 2:15, John 7:17. And the only way to do that is to have the mind of Christ, period. So instead of magnifying what the devil is doing, or should I say wants to do, because the American people, again, have been conditioned to wait for the bad guys, the globalists, to regroup and to attack again. Am I right in saying that? Yep. What are people talking about today in America? What the bad guys are going to do next? How about we live our lives in such a fashion where the enemy is afraid of the way that you live? And the way that that happens is we must start magnifying what God is doing. You know, you see these bracelets all the time about what would Jesus do? It's not what would he do, it's what is he doing. We follow him. That is a verb. That's an action word, friends. We're following him, Matthew 4:19, and what are we doing? We're becoming those that are fishers of men, period. And we're going out and seeking and saving that which is lost, Luke 19:10, as I just said. And saying that, we're going to be in California next week, and this just begins another year of, oh my goodness, a busy, busy year. And it gets busier every year, somehow or another. But you know what? That's what we're here for. We get to sleep for eternity, and that's probably not what we're going to be doing. And I'm not looking forward to sleeping, folks. I'm just saying that, you know, our time here really counts. This is a testing trial. That's what this is. It's the dash between the year you were born and the year that you die. What did you do between that dash? And what's interesting, folks, is that's what we're going to be judged for. 2 Corinthians 5:10. Read it when you get a moment. So we're going to be in California, San Diego, January 18th, 2023. You can go over. You can go ahead and replay this if you'd like. If you're on social media platforms, it's there as well. There's a call-in number. There's also a VIP Freedom email that you can get in contact with the people that are setting up this event. And the location, it's in San Diego, California, that area. So with that said, that's what I know. I'm just going there. When we land, we put on GPS, and then I show up. That's how it works, literally, at the time appointed. Okay, cool. And also go over to the schedule if you'd like on Bradley's schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, I want to hit this because a couple weeks ago, well, these people think that they brought the heat. They didn't bring nothing but scripture when they said, when the Lord told us that, you know, even if you desire to live righteous, they will persecute you. Well, who is persecuting the apostles and the prophets and the teachers and the evangelists and the pastors? Who was it? It was those that called themselves Christians because not all men have faith. Well, about 2 weeks ago, I had made reference to Acts 10:26, and I'm going to give you the scripture right now. It says that if we willfully sin after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. Okay? And all of a sudden, I had some heretic just fighting me tooth and nail, saying, that's not true, this is what this is about, and this is who this is addressing. No, 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 it's the gospel. And I just want to say this, it applies to all of us. Spurgeon rightly said, many are troubled because the gospel interferes with their sin. The only argument against the Bible, friends, are those that want to remain in their sin. Now, this person took it a step further, okay? And this person actually posted this, my big brother from the East Coast actually sent this over to me, and this is what this person that was bent out of shape 2 weeks ago for what Scripture said. This person posted, you can commit sins 24/7, 365 days a year as a Christian, and you are still 100% perfect. The blood of Jesus is greater. Folks, that is the definition of heresy. Number one, Isaiah 59 verse 2 comes to my aid. The Bible says that it's your iniquities that have separated you between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Why would I advocate for something that would separate me from God? Knowing that John 3:16 now comes to my aid, that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. Why did Jesus die on that cross? Because it was a demonstration of God's hatred for sin and love for mankind. And what was the propitiation? What was the sacrifice to redeem us back unto the Lord? Through repentance, we receive what? Well, if you go to 1 Corinthians 1:30, it tells us, but of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom, righteousness, and sanctification and redemption. Folks, again, I'm here to tell you there's heretics amongst you, and you need to get rid of those wolves that want to try to justify what Christ died to cover with his blood. This, you commit sins 24/7, 365 days as a Christian, and you are still 100% perfect. The blood of Jesus is greater than that. Let me ask you, if it was the blood of the sacrifice that covered your sin, why would you want to continue in your sin in the first place? I mean, that's like trying to justify adultery. That's like trying to justify murder, because that's what it was. Jesus was delivered up into the hands of sinners. That's like trying to justify tyranny throughout, looking for an excuse to be a partaker of tyranny rather than righteousness, holiness, goodness, and truth, which is the very fruits of the Spirit. Oh, and by the way, I wanted to make clear that everybody understood Romans 6:1. And what does it say? It says, God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin? Christians are dead to sin because we have been crucified with Christ, we've been buried with Christ, and we're risen to the glory of the Father. Romans 6, read the whole chapter, 7 and 8. This is heresy. This is heretical. Why would you try to justify that which put Christ on the cross? Your sins. This is the reason the American church is being laughed at on so many different levels. I also wanted to say this, to desire to continue in sin shows a misunderstanding and a rebellion concerning the abundant grace and contempt for Jesus' sacrifice. These are the kind of people in the natural that desire to go to Arlington Cemetery and desecrate the memories and live accordingly to those that are destroying and desecrating their memories. That's what this is, friends, and there's no justification for it. I'm going to give you my thoughts on the other side. If you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're on social media platforms there. Subscribe to that page. Go to the top of that page and join SOL Radio Live. Also, go over to that of beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, as I'm demonstrating right now. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. During the first segment, I was highlighting the fact that someone posted an individual that had a problem with Hebrews 10:26. Scripture says what Scripture says. It's infallible. It's unchangeable. It's immutable. The Lord is right. A man is a liar. The Lord is right. He said if you commit sin willfully, that there remaineth no longer a sacrifice for your sins. Okay. Well, this person got all bent out of shape about it, had to go around and try to find as many biblically illiterates to go along with her false grace version of what the Bible says, because she can't justify it in any sense of the word. And so what I did is this person posted to try to justify it. Most recently, you can commit sins 24/7, 365 days a year as a Christian. Folks, I'm here to tell you right now, this is like a cop that is crooked to his very core with a badge on. Okay? That's what this is. These people are responsible for the heretical doctrines that some have taken on. Now, this is to the extreme. I don't usually hear it this blatant, but this is completely blatant, and it is heretical. And it was presented to me this morning from my big brother out in the East Coast, and I just said, I'll address this. You know what I would desire even more than that? For those that are posting these, for you to call in and try to justify this scripturally, you go ahead and bring your little broken swords if you'd like to do so. But it's my job to contend with these heretics, and if we have to do it on the radio, that's where we'll do it. But I'd also suggest those that are teaching these biblical illiterates that stay far away from their Bibles and think for some reason or another that their priests or their pastors are going to get them into heaven, you're sadly mistaken. The Bible says that you're to know the doctrine. The Bible says that you are to study and show yourself approved. The Bible says that you are to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That's not going to be pinned on anybody but you. Okay? But when I seen this, I just thought this is, again, a perfect demonstration of what I deal with constantly. People that call themselves Christians that are not Christians at all. The Bible says, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him, 1 John 2:4. It didn't say, he that saith that I know him and keepeth or willfully destroy his law and tear it down just like the devil does. He's saved and he's going to heaven. That's not what it says. And yet people, if you would read your Bibles, you would see that these people are heretics. And what's interesting is they're counterfeits. These are the goats that Jesus warned us of. They are goats that fail to repent because they love their sin more than they love God. Period. You could commit sins 24/7, 365 days a year as a Christian, and you're still 100% perfect. You know what? And they want people around them that are a part of their deceptions. They're taking on deception, and they're creating a deceptive world, not understanding that you reap what you sow, and then they wonder why they're in the position that they're in, because they love their sin. That's why. And in 6:23 of Romans, what does it say? What's the fruit of sin? What's the end of sin? Death. If you'd like to have these pastors that are treating these biblical illiterates on the radio, have them call in. I've been asking for this for 17 years. Maybe that should explain to you. Their silence speaks volumes, friends. But their silence should tell you that they're guilty as charged. They're the ones that said, crucify him, crucify him. They were the ones that justified what the Pharisees and the Herodians did to Christ, John 19:15. That's what this is. Scripture says what Scripture says. And when you try to pervert Scripture, to your own destruction, you go for it. But it's not going to be on my watch. I'm free from the blood of all men because I am telling you what Scripture tells us. Another one came up and it said, every time you sin, it's willingly. That's right. You made a choice to do it. Deuteronomy 30:19. 6:16 of Romans. No one made you do it. Don't tell me the devil makes you sin. No, you are enticed by the devil. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he's tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say that when he's tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man, but every man is drawn away of his own lusts, and when lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Read chapter 1 of the book of James. There's no such thing as, well, I didn't willingly do that. I mean, there's accidents, folks, and I mean, we can get into that conversation, but I'm just talking about black and white right now. This person posted, there's no such thing as an unwilling sin. Your will is involved every time. But I'll tell you what, when you're born of the Spirit of God, it's what He wills, not what you will, because you're born of the Spirit and not of the flesh. That's called being born again. And when you're born again of the Spirit of flesh, or I'm sorry, in the Word of God, and you're born by the Spirit of the living God, friends, you're going to be led by the Spirit of God, Romans 8:14. And I'm not saying you're beyond temptation. I'm not talking about the fact that because Scripture already equips us to take every thought captive and make it obedient to the Word of God, that we're to cast down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We are to take responsibility for every single thing that we do and for every single choice that we make. Period. And there's no in-betweens. Here, let's put this up really quick again to this heretic who posted this morning. And it said you can commit sin 24/7, 365 days a year as a Christian, and you are still 100% perfect. Then it posted, the blood of Jesus is greater. And again, the question that I lay to the heretics is this. Why would you want to sin? If you already seen what Christ died for, why would you want to live for what put him on the cross? We're to live unto him who died for us. And that's how we're empowered by the Holy Ghost. Remember, the Holy Ghost is given unto those that obey, Acts 5:32. Not to those that disobey. These know not the Lord. It tells us in 1 John 3:6. It says clearly, whosoever abideth in him, in Christ, sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Do I need to say anything else, friends? This is heresy. And again, I invite all of the heretics out there to call in and try to justify the unjustifiable. Because you're not going to get away with it here. You're not going to get a version of false grace here. No, grace is there to empower us. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. We're called to be overcomers. We're called to be conquerors, okay? Not succumbers to our own desires. That's where the Spirit of God is not. And the Holy Ghost comes to do what to these heretics? To convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Because remember, friends, the Holy Ghost never comes in to comfort a man that's in known sin. And it definitely applies to this heretic, let me tell you. Steve from Minnesota, what say you, my friend?
Well, if I were to either step on your foot carelessly or deliberately, you know, and I say, geez, you know, I shouldn't have done that. That's kind of nasty of me, and you forgive me. And I turned around and said, well, now I can beat on your foot 24/7, 365 days a year, because you're so wonderful for forgiving me, Bradley, that I can just endlessly hurt you again. I mean, our sin hurts our loving Father. If I hurt you as my brother, it's all the same. I mean, we shouldn't be sitting there wanting... You know, it's kind of in my lifetime, there's been times where I look back on something and I'm like, oh, Lord, why did I do that? Yep. And you're truly remorseful. And sometimes it's like, I'm glad God can forgive me because I can't forgive myself. But if you turn right around and say, he's so wonderful, I can do it again, you're about as far from repentant or even, I don't even know if you deserve to be forgiven.
Yeah, well,
you're
if you
do it again.
Yeah, forgiveness belongs to those that repent. As a matter of fact, it says in Luke 17:4, and this is where the modern day church comes in and they try to false graceify the American people once again. But forgiveness is only given unto those that ask for forgiveness. And you're supposed to forgive 7 times 70 to those that forgive. When people offer forgiveness to the unrepentant, that's an insult to the mercy that God bestows upon us, and it doesn't exist. Those people wonder why the condemnation and the wrath of God abideth upon them. It's because they have forsaken the mercy of God to continue on their sin, and that is not scriptural. Steve, thank you for the call. I love your analogies. You got about 5 seconds.
If we showed our love to our wife the way they show their love to God, it's no wonder the divorce rate's so high.
No, exactly right. That's why the Lord calls them adulterers. Thank you. Be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News update. Tales of terror and survival emerging from yesterday's killer tornadoes in the deep south. Selma, Alabama resident Amber Johnson climbed into her tub with her son.
I moved some covers to the bathtub and grabbed some stuffed animals for the baby, and we were playing on my phone, and I heard a noise, and I just picked him up and leaned over him and told him to hold on to mommy.
At least 9 people were killed by twisters. Two more big storms bearing down on California. A flood watch is up for the San Francisco Bay Area as the heaviest rains are expected tomorrow. Senate Democrats are asking Southwest Airlines for answers about the holiday system meltdown. They especially want to know how the airline's compensating passengers. Tesla is cutting prices on its electric vehicles by as much as 20%. Sales have plunged in the last few weeks. And the White House is calling on Congress to quickly raise the debt ceiling before the government runs out of money next week. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, some of you people are commenting about Steve's last comments. Steve's an EMT out of Minnesota, and he's got a gift where you say certain things, and he'll come in, and he'll take it a different direction. And he usually brings into the conversations stuff that you didn't think about. But really, in essence, going back to Scripture, because that's where it all stems from, and I'm sure Steve would say that he agrees with that, you adulterers and you adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? And that's exactly right. It also tells us in 2 Corinthians 6:17 to come out from among them and be separate. Touch not the unclean thing. But yet there's heretics inside that call themselves Christians that act like the devil. And Scripture's clear when it tells us that Jesus manifested himself to destroy the works of the devil. They want to continuously do the works for the devil and justifying what is unjustifiable. Okay? And I just love people enough to tell them what Scripture tells them, and we just keep sharpening our swords with these heretics, and I appreciate them. I want to end it with this, and then we're going to get on to the next topic. Spurgeon, again, the Prince of Preachers, said, "A seat in heaven shall one day be yours." To those that know Christ, to those that are in Christ, to those that abide in Christ. He said, but a chain in hell would have been yours if grace had not changed you. So what does grace do? Well, if you read Titus 3:5, it tells us that it renews us and it regenerates us. King David prayed, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me in Psalm 51. But some people don't want that. They want to justify their sin. And again, you can't justify that. And I strongly recommend recommend to those circle of heretics, you get your doctrines right because you're in trouble. And you are facing eternity trying to justify that in the face of a just judge. And that is exactly what he is. If the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Think about that. And the Bible says, be holy as I am holy. And without holiness, no man shall see God. That's why we keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith. Okay, so let's get to it. I have friends that are stewardesses. They're airline stewardesses. And both of them are very active. They're very awake. And they're very bold, both of them. And they're both very knowledgeable. And I got two emails at the same time from the both of them. And one didn't know that the other one was sending what the other one just sent me. Okay? So, again, it shows you how the Holy Ghost works. But I appreciate those that are doing their due diligence and giving us good information, like some of you people on social media platforms. This is what was sent to me. American Airlines ceases multiple routes now. Quote, our pilots are dropping dead from the COVID jabs. This is coming from newspunch.com. American Airlines ceases multiple routes. Our pilots are dropping dead from COVID jabs. But we already knew that, right? Because we've been warning about that for years. So have several other guys like me across the United States. And so have tens of thousands of doctors in the United States of America. They have continuously warned Americans over and over and over again. So this doesn't come as any surprise to us in any sense of the word. Matter of fact, I just ran into a video at the same time, and I want you to hear it. It's a short piece. It's about a minute and 28. And this is Alan Dana, former Jetstar pilot. I want you to listen to the information as to what he wants to share with
the
all of us.
U.S. Freedom Flyers, Josh Yoder, he's the head president of the U.S. Freedom Flyers. He said they're getting calls now from wealthy businessmen and companies to fly their executives around on business jets with unvaccinated crews. Now, they get the luxury of being able to choose because there are still a large amount of crew available in the United States who are not vaccinated because the companies they work for didn't mandate it. Yeah. These wealthy businessmen are requiring unvaccinated crew on their business. Now, passengers of an airline on an airline bought a ticket don't have that luxury. It's just like, okay.
So the rich are requesting, this is an interview recorded, and I'm playing the interview, so there's a bit of a connection problem going on in this interview with Cat A here. But what this pilot is saying is the rich people, those that have initiated, I'm going to add to this, those that have initiated this global pandemic, they're mandating that their airline crews on their personal jets are non-vaccinated. Why? Because of what I just got done telling you. The pilots are falling over dead. And what's interesting is many of them are falling over dead mid-flight. Just want to make sure you're understanding what's going on here. And the likes of a Bill Gates and all of the bad guys that you know of, and Anthony Fauci and Joe Biden and Donald Trump and all these globalists, Barack Obama, who's still free, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, who's still free to do what they want to do because the American people let them do it. They're mandating, friends, that their personal pilots and stewardesses and stewards on their planes, their little executive jets, that they're not vaccinated. Of course, which only shows you the point that we've always been making, that you've got to be out of your mind to think that these folks that are pushing this pandemic ever got this experimental jab. You have got to be out of your minds, okay? Put them up against what I'm about ready to show you. And I've been doing this, what now, friends on social media platforms, what, for the last 3 weeks? I've been highlighting the rotation of those that have fallen over from the experimental jabs, for the most part, okay? On a daily basis. On a daily basis. So if you're listening to this show today, tomorrow they're going to be new ones. Rest assured they're going to be new ones. Just like yesterday's, those people that are now gone, they were alive yesterday. Now that they're not, I have to highlight the fact that they didn't take heed neither to these warnings. Ezekiel 33, verse 3. Okay? These people seriously have their heads in the sand, but all at once, all together, what did they do? Those in show business, those in the corporate world, those in Hollywood, the movie business, those in the music scene, what did they do? They all came out at the same time and they promoted the shot. And when you read Amos 8:1, that's exactly what the Lord would say. He said to a nation that didn't listen, there's going to be dead bodies everywhere. Amos 8:1. In the book of Jeremiah, he talks about how they're going to be dead bodies stacked up on their idols. So these idols, these stars, as they fallen stars on the west coast, which is opposite of the east. Remember the star came from the east over Christ? Well, there's Satan mocking again. Where do they put the stars on the street? In the west, right? It's a complete mockery of the things of the Lord. And there's a history with that as well. But they all came out at the same time and they promoted the shot. All of these said idols, these celebs. And just think about how many people went, got lock and step right behind them and went and took the shot because they said so. Well, let me show you one of them, friends. Lisa Marie Presley. And I'm sure you've already heard this. I mean, folks, this is her just a couple days ago. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Look at her. She looks like she's about ready to fall over. Well, guess what? 2 days later, she did. And well, some will say, Bradley, you're speculating. No, I never speculate. And if I do, I would say it. But she has died just hours after suffering a cardiac arrest. Now, folks, just like I played yesterday, what they're going to do is they're going to try to modify the cause of death. And of course, the cause of death is they still don't know. They just don't know. It's still under investigation. Folks, 3 years ago, we never heard that. We knew the cause of death right away when they gave the report. But not anymore. Now what's happened? Lisa Marie Presley, she's dead. Well, Bradley, I'm just not sure about that. I'm sure you're not. You're still one of those skeptics. You're still one of those people that look at a guy like me and say, man, you're really caught up into those conspiracy theories. Well, let me say, from the beginning of the ministry 23 years ago to the point where we're at right now, guess what? All those theories have come true, haven't they? And you can't deny it, and nobody else can't. And it's the same thing for the morning show. Everything that we have been warning about faithfully has come to pass. And now we're here. We've ran out of our theories, friends. Conspiracy is very real, Jeremiah 11:9. We need some more theories, folks. Okay? So that one ain't working anymore. This one's on you, skeptics, okay, that want to justify the unjustifiable. And the only reason that you would want to justify it is because you probably have the same poison running through your veins in some cases. And that's got to be a horrific place to be, in all sincerity. Now, that quote actually came from a doctor, and I thought, my goodness, good for you. That's insane. But look at this, friends. Just affirming what we're talking about again. Lisa Marie just wrote, the last 2 years have been years of significant change in our lives. The COVID-19 didn't only take our jobs and security, it took our lives. That should have told you right there as to who was behind this whole pandemic. The idea of having a regular life that we used to, going out with family and friends and having quality time with them, motivated me to get vaccinated. See, the CDC and the propagandists actually convinced this knucklehead, who's no longer with us anymore. You call that being mean-spirited. It's not mean-spirited. She didn't want to listen to the warnings, did she? And she bought the propaganda. And I guarantee if I talk to Lisa, her dad didn't even believe them, the politicians, folks. But Lisa, I guarantee you if I had a conversation with her prior to this, she would have said, no, I don't believe a thing the media says, and I don't believe those politicians. Nope, until she wanted her freedom back. And remember the CDC was trying to give the American people their freedom back if you did something they wanted you to do? Well, guess what? They didn't give me my freedoms, therefore they can't take away my freedoms. And sad to say for Lisa Marie, she can complain about her life over the last 3 years. Yep, we lived it too, but we changed nothing in our lives. We preached the whole time. We never took the money. We never bent the knee. We kept doing what we've always done except fly, because we didn't play the game of the Gestapo fascist in corporate era America, in any sense of the word. She said the vaccine prevents serious illness, hospitalization, and death from COVID-19. The COVID-19 vaccines are free. She was trying to sell the vaccines to those that were on her social media platforms, and it cost her her life. How many others that actually took heed to her, that put her in the place of an idol? Sad day in America. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and SonsOfLiberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So I'm just taking the time to highlight what's going on here in the United States of America. Folks, here's the resolve again. Everybody says, Bradley, what are we supposed to do? Well, what is the Word of God saying? What does the Constitution say? And what did our examples do? There's the word right there, do. And I started the show off today with talking about how I know how you've been inundated with crime after crime, of what the devil and his minions are doing, John 8:44. I totally understand it, but you know what? You're waiting for them to regroup and do it again. When you see their crimes being magnified against innocent people all over the world. So why don't we start magnifying what God is doing? And yes, I worded that right. The inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness when its judgments are upon the heads of the wicked. It's a mercy to the innocent to deal with the wicked. You want me to say that again? I mean, it's not mercy. You know, I did an event out in Michigan, the one 40 different times. As a matter of fact, we got 5 dates coming up in March in Michigan. again, and I'm happy to be there. But I had a guy get up and talk to the people before I did, and he was talking about praying for the politicians and praying for those that are behind the abortion industry and praying for this, praying for that. And I'm sitting here looking at Scripture saying to myself, where are you at? God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Did he tell you to pray mercy for them? Or did he say, enforce the law against their crimes unto judgment? Does that sound familiar? Keep my commandments, keep my statutes and my judgments, and you'll live? Proverbs 7:2. Is that what the Bible says? Yeah, it does. It's what a kid would say. Because common sense comes into play, and common sense is out of sight and out of mind when it comes to the American people. This is, hey folks, what would Jesus do? He would empower his church to enforce the laws in America through common law, which our Father in heaven, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, established. I'm reading another book on our forefathers. My goodness, it's all referenced to Scripture. Boy, the revisionists done their job when it comes to the simpletons in America. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, folks. Nothing could be further from the truth. Hey, folks, the first casualty in every war is what? The truth. And guess what? The war on Christianity is increasing because people believe the lies. That's where we're at. You know what? You know what we do here? We're applying the word. It's applicable for the times. Like the sons of Issachar, they knew the times. Yeah, the Bible talks about in 1 Corinthians 14 about praying for the gifts of prophecy, which is not a thing of the past. It belongs to those that obey, because the Holy Ghost bears witness to them, right? But it talks about distinction in the battle. Isn't that interesting? The gift of prophecy, understanding the times as the sons of Issachar, because the Lord's giving us distinction in the battle. That's today. That's right now. When the American people play the law that they're called to be under God and bring judgment upon the heads of the wicked, you're going to know peace. You're going to know righteousness. See, I'm tired of hearing about what the devil wants to do and what the devil intends to do. What I get to see in my life is what the Lord is doing, because he's given us power, all power over the works of the devil. And I want to say something, too, now that I'm saying that. I noticed that some people on social media platforms, they want to play back and forth playing the whispers. They're gossips. They're backbiters. I would strongly suggest that you be careful, just so you know. And I'm not going to tolerate it on our websites. I'm not going to have it. Because this is like everyday work together. This is like a congregation across the country. And if you want to play the little backbiter and you want to play the devil's minion, you can go do that, but you can go do that where you belong, because you're not going to do it here. Okay? If someone's got a problem with me or Bradley Dean or Tim Brown, you go to the person. You don't go talking around the person. You go to that person. Read your Bible, Matthew 18. That's how you take wood out of the fire. That's how you stop gossip. I just thought I'd throw that in there. I noticed that some of you guys are playing the devil's minion. And again, it's not going to be tolerated here. Our friend over on social media platforms just highlighted this for me. Propaganda outlet is promulgating that Robbie Bachman, drummer of Bachman Turner Overdrive, he's dead at 69 years old. And they just want you to believe that this is the norm, like I said yesterday. And the day before, and the week before, and the month before, and the year before. They want you to put up with the new norm. Are you guys going to settle for the new norm? Because I'm not. The Bible says not to be given to those that are given to change in the book of Proverbs. We're supposed to go back to the old paths. And we're going to do it the way that the Lord said. If you read Jeremiah 6:16 and you read it in context, he talks about how the people said they would not. The Lord said, if you do, you'll know peace. But if you don't, this is what's going to happen. Oh, here's another one for you. Remember I played the video of a doctor, 2.5 weeks ago, where he had a friend that was a doctor, and he said he never knew anybody to have cancer that wasn't vaccinated. So in other words, the people that he knew that had cancer, they had a list of inoculations, vaccinations as they call them. And he said through his experience, he never met anybody that had cancer. Right? He never met anybody that had cancer that wasn't vaccinated. I hope I said that right. I think I did. So the people that weren't vaccinated, they didn't have cancer. The ones that were vaccinated, they're the ones that had cancer. The son of the famed motorcycle stuntman and daredevil Evel Knievel has passed away. 60 years old. 60 years old. Oh my goodness. 60 years old, he dies of cancer again. What are the strong side effects of these experimental jabs? And the CDC knows it. The NIH knows it. The federal government knows it. Folks, genocide. What do you need? Here's another one. Prayers needed. 18 years old high school student suddenly dies after suffering cardiac arrest following physical education in school. 18 years old. Oh, not going to be good. Not going to be good. Here's another one. You guys all know this guy. He just had a heart attack. Bob Odenkirk seeks balance. Humor following his heart attack. Notice you're seeing all the adverse effects if they live. Isn't that crazy? Whoa. I mean, they're just, again, and you know what? I could probably go on live feed right now. I'm doing this live, folks. And I could probably go down to the social media platform. And again, keep in mind, they want you to think that this is normal. This is what they want is to become the new norm, that all these people are just naturally dying in front of your faces when you know, again, that nothing could be further from the truth. Well, the first thing that pops up on social media platforms is Lisa Marie Presley dead. Okay, here's another one. Offbeat TikTok food critic Waffler69, that's her ID letters on her and numbers on her TikTok account, whose real name was Taylor Lee June, dead at 33. This is brand new. I didn't even add it to the show today. I'm on live feed. I told you I would go to my live feed, and this is the first thing I would find. The first three scrolls were two people were dead. 33 years old. 33 years old. Now it talks about Robbie Bachman, drummer for Bachman Turner Overdrive, how he's dead. It's just sad. Here's another one, folks. Six scrolls down. Former WBA heavyweight champ Gary Colsey dies at 67 years old. There, folks, the Bible promises you 70 years and 80 years in strength. Read Psalm 90. These guys aren't even hitting their promised life terms according to the Word of God. And I'm going to tell you why. Because they violated God's covenant by accepting something into their bloodline that the Lord told them not to do. And you know, you guys have been sold the Spanish flu, right? You guys remember that, right? I remember Donald Trump was selling you the Spanish flu and said all those people that took the shots concerning the Spanish flu back in the early 1900s, they all lived. No, the truth of the matter is they were the ones that died. And there's nothing new. It all goes back to the pharma. It goes back here, as a matter of fact. Here it is. 1918. I got it right here. Didn't know I still had it. 1918 Spanish flu. Only the vaccinated died. And so again, this is the importance of studying the past, so we might know the future. I can go on social media. I can probably find three more right now that have died since the beginning of the show. I kid you, negative. At least the information that's been broadcasted that we might know. Folks, you're in some serious times. You have people that are lying to you that want you to believe it's the truth. And they want you to look at people that are telling you the truth as liars. It's time that we, again, get it right. We love you about what we do, and we will talk to you all in 23 hours. I got you for 2 hours.
What might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.